Penguin Random House Audio presents Rock Bottom to Rockstar, Lessons from the Business School of Hard Knocks. This is the author, Ryan Blair. Dedication. I dedicate this to my son, Ryan Reagan Blair. May you never experience the rock bottoms that I have, and may you become the rock star that I could only dream of being. Author's note. I would like to express my deepest gratitude for my biographer and writing partner of 8 years, Shannon Constantine Logan, for extracting my innermost thoughts, deciphering my handwriting, and writing this book with me. Warning, this book contains potty mouth. Unlike albums, books don't come with parental advisory ratings, so I struggled with whether or not to give you the uncensored version of my thinking process in the writing this time around. I swear, a lot more in my mind than I do in real life, rest assured. After some debate, I decided my listeners could handle it. But if you're sensitive to strong language, please ignore my F-bombs and consider yourself warned. Also, out of respect for my mom, who is probably going to read this book, and because it's also read in high schools, I've omitted a number of stories that were either too explicit for mass media or weren't relevant to business. If you want those stories, I've included them in the bonus content, which you can get by signing up for my newsletter on my website, ryanblair.com, or at rockbottomtorockstar.com. One last note. I did my best to make sure all the facts and figures lined up in this book, but I did change some people's names for privacy purposes. Listen to this first. This isn't a rags-to-riches story, because not everyone comes from rags or wants riches. This book isn't about a charmed path to success or some untouchable fairy tale that nobody can relate to. This is about going from rock bottom to rock star, something that everybody can relate to. Can you relate? Think about it. Everyone has had at least one rock bottom moment. Lost a job, landed in the hospital, went through a breakup, had to borrow money, repeated the cycle. Because not one of us is immune to adversity, and everyone has had at least one rock star moment. Can you remember that one time you got recognized in class, or someone thanked you for your contribution to their life? Or you look back to see your pastor, your mentor, or your parents smiling at you with pride, you were a rock star, even just for 1 second. This book is about learning how to take those moments at the bottom, when you're beaten down, exhausted, embarrassed, and cornered, and using them to propel yourself forward, when you get to shine your brightest, and not just in your imagination like when you were a kid and still believed you could be anything, even a rock star. Today, the term rockstar has a whole new meaning. It isn't exclusive to someone on stage holding a mic. You could be a rockstar CEO, employee, or mom. A rockstar is anybody who embodies the qualities of success and lives a life that lets them own their own stage. In the tech industry, people always talk about the rockstar engineer or the rockstar coder. On the philanthropy side, there are rockstar fundraisers. There are even individuals raising more money than Bono on a regular basis. There are rockstar advertising execs. You don't need to be a millionaire to be a rockstar. You don't need to quit your job. You can start wherever you are, in whatever industry or position you've already chosen, but you have to start now. One of my friends, James Moorhead, is a great example of a rockstar chief marketing officer. He created the brand campaign that reinvigorated Old Spice. Here's a man in his 30s who came up with a totally crazy idea. A half-man, half-horse spokesperson for an aging brand at Procter & Gamble with declining sales. Most people would hate working on a project that reminds them of their dad's cologne, but James was up for a challenge. He got a team together, came up with the ads and social media strategy, and launched it. The campaign went viral. He won prestigious awards, including an Emmy, for his concept, and Old Spice went from being in the gutter to a top brand again. This rockstar marketer went to become the chief marketing officer of Dish Network and now currently Metromile. All of this happened because he believed it could, he committed to it, and took action. I'm living the rockstar life, a life that I created, one that I built with my own hands through countless battles. I've had ups and downs, but I've always strived to stay true to myself. I've started many companies over the course of my career and have been running ByStyles for the past 12 years, and even though my trajectory has been upward, that doesn't mean it's always been easy. I've personally gone broke starting companies, had to sell companies, and then buy them back. I plan
Sample complete. Ready to continue?